News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, police in Egypt are searching for a man who's gone missing with his two Irish-born children after their mother, Mandy Kelly, won a landmark legal challenge in Cairo to have the boys returned to her in Ireland. Mandy joins us on the line now. Mandy, just for people who aren't aware of your case, many people will be, just give us the background of the case. Your two boys, what age are your two boys?
Good morning and many thanks for allowing me to share my story. So my sons, Zane and Kareem, Zane was 3 going on 4 when the abduction occurred, and Kareem was only 16 months. Kareem is 3 and will turn 4 this November.
Okay, and
The background to the story, just please bear with me because
have been
quite overwhelming. But in March 2022, my now estranged husband and I had travelled to Cairo, Egypt, on what was supposed to be just a normal family holiday. And at the end of the holiday, my estranged husband refused to return back to Ireland. But worse still was that my two children were prevented from travelling and forcibly taken from my care.
It's an unthinkable thing to have happened. It's a horrendous thing to have happened. But you have spent the time since then fighting the good fight, and you had a major breakthrough in over the last week.
Yes, I have had a really, really tough fight. And like as in, I can't put into words what it's been like. Having to grieve over your children who are still alive is just unthinkable. And obviously as well, an awful lot of people, obviously the public have been incredibly sympathetic. But obviously, as you know, there's always that sector of the public who have criticised me. And
Mandy, you know what? They're not worth even thinking about for a second. Let's discount the idiots. Look, I can't even begin to imagine what the last 2 years have been like for you. That court ruling, though, that Egyptian court ruling, is hugely significant. Tell us a little bit about that.
It has been hugely significant. So I won custody in the Egyptian courts very recently. And I know a lot of people have asked why it took me so long to return here to Cairo. And obviously not now, but in the near future, I will explain to the public why I was prevented almost from travelling here by my estranged partner. He tried to once again throw a card on the table to scare me once again from travelling. So Again, I know the public do know that I've used other tools other than venturing to the courts to try and sort this matter out.
Have found in your favour. They have said that the two boys must be returned.
Yeah, the Egyptian courts, they have delivered the verdict of custody in a swift and professional manner. And obviously they have ruled in my favour. And I've also been granted an execution order so that the custody order can be exercised. But unfortunately, my ex-partner has now picked up the habit of moving from place to place in Cairo. So it's up now to the Egyptian authorities to locate my ex-partner.
You're very confident that they will do that, Mandy. You're keen to point out that the Egyptian authorities have been very helpful in regard to this.
They have been incredibly helpful, and obviously They know the story very well. Only very recently, as well as working with Egyptian lawyers in the region, I've also been to a committee in the Ministry of Justice here in Egypt. I have met with the head of a committee that helps foreign mothers in this situation, and he was incredibly helpful. And obviously, once the end in sight for my two sons.
I know you're also keen as well to mention the Irish government and the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, who himself intervened in this case.
Yes. Yeah, so as the public know, I have continuously lobbied through the help of my mediator, Dr. Micheál O'Hurley, who has been with me through every step of this horrific process and has guided me through the legal and diplomatic steps. So through my continuous lobbying and continuous persistence, I am incredibly grateful to and honoured to Mr. Micheál Martin, who I met in November 2023, for reaching out to the Egyptian government by phone call last week. And I do anticipate that it will help me and to push for the execution of the order, the custody order, for my children to be in my immediate care.
Are you, given that these positive developments, are you daring to hope at this stage?
I'm being cautiously optimistic, to be honest with you. Say as last 28 months, it has been, as a friend who actually works in the legal profession described it, Manta, you get 10 steps forward, you get one step forward and 10 back. Yeah. So that's what it's been continuously like. And obviously, as I said, I have used other methods. And unfortunately, my ex-partner decided to hold himself above the law, to be disrespectful to even Islamic clerics, who I am incredibly grateful for, who really want to help me and my children, and who have approached him, and he has refused to acknowledge both the Irish court's decision of the immediate return of my children, the Egyptian courts, and he is obviously even refused to acknowledge a recent offer to the Ministry of Justice here in Egypt, which would facilitate my boy's return and would prevent serious consequences for himself. It would, I provided an offer that would allow him to travel back to Europe and to Ireland, that I would drop the charges against him, and that I would financially cover all my children's costs until they're adults. But obviously, it's gone beyond this.
It seems to have.
Yes,
well, look, Mandy, we wish you all the best, and everybody is rooting for you, and hopefully,
thank you.
Hopefully the coming days will bring the outcome that you absolutely deserve. As I said earlier, I can't even begin to imagine what the last 28 months has been like for you. But congratulations on fighting
thank you
that
so
good
much
fight.
For your time, and I really appreciate it. Thank you,
Mandy Kelly. Mind yourself, and thank you so much for talking to News Talk Breakfast. There, Dundalk woman, Mandy Kelly, speaking to
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.